What's the difference between Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri?
One's in Kansas and one's in Missouri.
I don't know. Yeah, probably there is a difference in Kansas and Missouri.
The taxes. Kansas City, Kansas taxes are a lot more expensive than Kansas City, Missouri.
Basically, you know, everybody come over here to Missouri because it's more free spirit.
The Kansas City area straddles two states, Kansas and Missouri. People may debate the benefits of each state, but there's one important difference this November. Election stations are already open in Kansas.
Well, I like the idea that on the Kansas side, that voters do have the opportunity to vote early.
That's Bruce Newby, Kansas City, Kansas election commissioner. He says early voting has been on Kansas law books since the 60s. Kansas started voting 2 weeks early, unlike Missouri, which won't start voting until November 4th.
I personally think that that should be an option that's available to every voter across the United States.
Ladies, you coming in? Coming to work?
Yeah.
Are you coming to vote?
People snake in a long S outside the office of Kansas City Election Commissioner Newby. The line slings out the door, even spilling onto the street. The crowd is young, elderly, black, and white. Their enthusiasm seems bolstered by the number of people waiting. For them, today is Election Day. Edwin Bartlett looks for his wife as he joins the queue out front.
I would have wished they had a little better parking down here. But that, other than that, well, it's fine. I'm voting early because I'm going to go out of town, so I wanted to do it now.
Kansas voter Kevin Trivett came to the polls early, hoping to avoid the lines.
Normally, I wouldn't vote early, but, you know, because of how important this election is, I'm voting early. I got a feeling it's going to be even longer lines on the day of, and I don't want to be caught up in all that.
Voter Alicia Sampson waits her turn patiently. She says this day has been a long time coming.
I just think it just says opportunity. That's what this line means to me.
Charlie Wells is getting up in the years, but he's in good spirits today. He's already charmed the women ahead of him in line. With his wife by his side, Wells doesn't mind waiting in the cold.
This is a small small line for the giant step I'm trying to take.
Long lines for the early vote aren't unique to Kansas. More than 30 states have started early voting for the presidential elections. In some places, people have already waited for hours. If the lines this week for early voting are any indication, brace yourself. This Tuesday may bring a long wait at the polls. For Next Generation Radio, I'm Andrew Russell in Kansas City.